Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in once again. I'm going to get right into my topic today, which is the necessity of the church. Now, don't stop the video. I want you to hear me out, okay? Tune in and hear me out, and let's see how the Lord wants to bring this out. Go ahead and get a notepad and Bible and pen, and let's write down our scriptures, and let's just talk about this a bit. You know, something I hear is, I'm a member of the body of Christ, therefore I am the church. I'm going to tell you right up front, I cannot support that by the Word of God. That is not in the Word of God, and it's not supported by the Word of God. Now, I asked you not to turn the video off. I want you to hear me out. I'm only going to give a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to relate some experiences to you of how the Lord opened my understanding about the necessity of the church. So let's just go right to 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians. How about that? I don't need to read any more of that verse. That tells us right there, there was a church right there in the Thessalonians and every other letter that Paul wrote to all the different churches. So clearly there is an order there of the church, the necessity of the church. It had to be that way. That's why it's in the New Testament. So it has to be God's order. Okay, I'm going to give you another scripture because believe it or not, people take issue with things that Paul wrote. I heard a man say that he thought Paul had missed it. Yeah, so anyway, that's another discussion. But I'm just saying, if it isn't good enough for Paul to have written the letters to and traveled and visiting all the churches, let me give you Jesus' own words. How about that, okay? Let's go to Revelation 3 and verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. And so on. He goes on through that. Well, there you go. Jesus said it right there out of his own mouth. He's writing to a church. If the church wasn't in order, he would have never addressed it, or he would have said, y'all quit having churches. All right? So we got to really take this thing. You got to take the whole thing in context. Now, I asked you to keep tuning in. I want you to hang in there because I understand there is that this conversation is going on among people, that they really do believe that there's a member of just the body of Christ as a whole. And I do understand there is a body of Christ as a whole, as there is a church as a whole. Absolutely. But by the scriptures, we see that there are local churches and there's a necessity for that. And there's government that's given for the churches. Are you trying to tell me that there's just one set of these offices for the whole world? Come on. That doesn't even make logical sense. I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to call the devil out on the lies that he's telling you. You got to stop and use your brain and think logically. You got to think. The lies that the devil's telling you do not add up according to the Word of God. They lift you up in yourself. They feed a wrong spirit within yourself. When you listen to them, I will tell you something you're not going to like to hear, but I'm going to tell you the truth. When you start talking like that, you have a spirit of rebellion because you don't want to come under any kind of leadership in your life. You just want to be willy-nilly floating here and there, going wherever you want. I'm telling you, it's not pleasing in the sight of the Lord, and it doesn't line up by the Word of God. If you cannot sit under leadership, don't you even think about trying to be a leader in the body of Christ. It won't work. It doesn't work. And not only do I not have confidence in you, but I can tell you there's a whole lot of other people that have no confidence in you either. If you cannot sit under leadership and let government come into your life, I don't want to hear what kind of dreams you've had, what kind of visions you've had. I don't want to hear what you think you hear the Spirit of God saying. I don't want to hear you break down a scripture because I don't have any confidence in it. You say, oh, Sister Lisa, I'm telling you, I told you I believe in living it straight and right. And this is an area that has to be addressed. The church has to come to maturity. If people aren't members of the church and they're not attending their churches, how do you expect the church as a whole to come to maturity? Don't you think there are churches that are supposed to come together all over the world? I mean, you got to think things through logically. I tell you, you just can't even believe how you're letting the devil con you into falling for you just being a member of the world church. It doesn't line up by the Word of God. And I know that makes some not happy. So you need to pray about that. You need to let the Spirit of God talk to you about that. I'm telling you, you're being cheated out of what God has for your life. And if you want to come forth in Him and if you want to fulfill the plan that God has for your life, you will come in line with the New Testament. And the church is part of the New Testament order. There's a reason that these scriptures are written the way that they are. And it's up to us to find them and discern them and find our place in the body of Christ and in a church. I didn't say it had to be a local church. I didn't say that. I don't believe the word tells you it has to be that, but you better find yourself a place. You know how I know that? Because I've already walked this out in my life, and maybe in the next video, the Lord will give me the liberty to go on into it and explain it. But what I'm going to tell you is the devil is cheating you out of your rightful place in the body of Christ, and you are not going to be able to grow in him. You're not going to be able to fulfill God's plan until you come into God's order. If you can't find a church close to you, I definitely understand that. Let me tell y'all, I used to drive 3 hours one way just to go to church. That's right. I was desperate and hungry for the truth of God, and I couldn't find it where I was, so I drove till I did. There's a saying that I heard a minister say, it's worth the drive to stay alive. If you got to drive, you drive for everything else. You go everywhere else and do everything else you want to do. So why don't you drive to where the church is and be part? Maybe you can't go every week. Maybe it's once a month or every other week. Okay, that's a start. That's something. But submit yourself to leadership. Maybe you're not able to go anywhere. Maybe that's part of your situation. I definitely understand that. But let me tell you, there's so many means out there now that you can, my word, my husband ministers Monday, Wednesday, Friday, plus on the weekends. There is so much word out there. You know, my husband ministers the word of truth. So submit yourself to this word. That's fine. I believe the Lord would accept that if you can't go to a local building, if you will. We have two churches, one in Alabama and one in North Georgia. Maybe you're within driving distance of those two churches. You know, I don't know, but I do know that if you petition the Lord, he will make the way for you. He did for me, and he will do that for you. If you can't drive and you can't go, I do believe. Submit yourself to the teachings that my husband's bringing out. I believe God will honor that, and then, who knows, maybe you'll be the next letter to the church at so-and-so's house, right? Maybe that'll be the next letter that's written for the New Testament. Who knows? But the thing is, you pursue God and you pursue this matter of being part of a church, being part of what God's doing. I think one of the bigger things is coming under leadership and following instruction and letting your life be governed not only by the Spirit of God, but by the instruction that's coming forth in the offices of the church. I believe it really is necessary. And I want to see, y'all know I talk about this all the time, I want to see the church as a whole mature. But I know we got to start small. We got to start right here. And we got to start growing out from there. And we got to start coming in line with the Word of God. And we got to let our lives come in line with the Word of God and let him govern us. So I want to encourage you, find your place. Find your place. Submit yourself to leadership. Let God lead you in your life and come in line and lose that idea that you're part of the world church. You are the church. That is not a true statement, brothers and sisters. That is not a true statement. You're a member of the body of Christ, but you are not the church. You're part of the church. I know these aren't fun things to hear, but the truth is very necessary, and the truth is what makes you free. Maybe the next video, the Lord will let me speak a little more on the matter. But for today, I'm going to leave it right there. I want you to pray about it. I want you to let the Spirit of God deal with you and stir you. God bless you. Bye-bye.